Blog Talk Radio.
Every time I try to make it on my own, every time I try to stand, start to fall. And all those lonely roads that I traveled on, there was Jesus. When the life I built came crashing to the ground, when the friends I had were nowhere to be found, I couldn't see it then, but I can see it now. Well, there was Jesus in the way, in the touching, in the healing, in the hurting, like a blessing buried in the broken pieces. Every minute, every moment, where I've been or where I'm going, even when I didn't know it or couldn't see it.
Saturday morning entertainment show. Today is the 13th day of January 2024. Believe it or not, we are almost at the halfway mark. But rest assured, we are here. We want to say thank you for gracing us with your presence. All of you who are out there on the internet, those who are via the telephone, we just want to say, I wish you a very successful Saturday. We're here in the Georgia area, and we're a little bit on the chilly side, but we're going to warm things up as a program progresses. We're going to be here until high noon by our time. That's 9 until 12 noon. So we ask you to share the link. Those who are unaware, www.blogtalkradio.com/Caribbean Global Voices. And if you're online, you can get in if you wish to be audible or wish to be seen. It's 563-999-3693. All we ask that you be respectful of yourself and others, and you stay within broadcast standards, and everything will be a go. But of course, for the first hour, we're going to have our inspirational portion. That usually comes via something musical. We do have prayer. We have anything that could inspire you. But normally, we try to keep it on the softer side, gospel side, religious side, or a little soft tune, anniversary, something of that sort. Well, of course, we're going to have sports at the top of the hour, and lots are happening in sports. We're going to be having the West Indies down under, and I'm sure we're going to have something concerning the expected performance in the test match, as they would have maybe gave a good account of themselves in a warm-up match. That's just a teaser, because the heavyweight comes in on Sunday. That's the cricket show from 6 until 9 in the p.m., and they will have exclusive sports, mainly cricket. Cricket rules roost on that show. So this is just going to be brief on the top of the hour. Of course, we're going to have birthdays, anniversaries, and events that will take place on this date. That comes to you, complimented by my Ruby son, Audley Watson. And Tanner will come this time around. He was absent last week under the weather. And he will greet his special fans. He has a lot of fans, but there are some special ones that he called by name. So we'll hear from him. And of course, he himself will bring the birthdays and anniversary hour. He usually has comments for us, so let's hear what he brings to the fore. But you too can bring a comment when we open those lines from, say, about 11 o'clock. It'll be an open line type. And if nothing is said, we just have musical interlude and have our little conversation. Remember, it's an entertainment show, so we try to keep it live and lively. Respectfully, of course, get you to get a laugh. Again, we're not taking your presence for granted. You know, some folks, especially those over on the West Coast that are rising with us early this morning. For instance, we have Mr. Dennis Heat, who gets up and we wonder if he's in his long PJs or the short PJs. He'll tell us a little later. Much is normally guess right in whatever he's wearing. But again, we want to say good morning. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, good night, wherever you are. Welcome to the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. I know my daughter is over there in Nevis listening up, Estrella, alongside my grandson who's traveling today, Mario. I want to wish you safe travels, sir. And I'm sure I will see you later. He's coming into Atlanta on his way to Illinois. So we'll catch up sometime in the evening time. So let's see, without any further ado, my special prayer warriors and not be us for some time, Kathleen and Leon, they normally do the honors, but I think I'll try to give it a go this morning. Just before we get into our highs and hellos from the donors and the meretrices and stuff who are already on with us, hands up and all. But I'll take the prayer here and let's see, what can I say? Maybe this is a good one here. Father, as we come before you this morning, we just want you to know that we acknowledge you, we glorify you, we know that you're the true and living and only God. We accept Jesus, the Son of God, and with that we give reverence. Well, almighty, majestic, and endless praise are yours, Father God. You taught the sun where to stand in the morning, the moon where to go till evening, the ocean how far on the shore to go, and the stars when to twinkle. We know only you alone can make the stars to twinkle. As we used to say in school, twinkle, twinkle, little star, and sometimes you wonder how you are. Well, we know you are an awesome God, believe it or not. Thank you for waking us up this morning, because you have taken us through the other days of the week safely, provided for us, and protected us as we head on into this weekend. We want to thank you for your coverage, because we know you're worthy to be worshipped. For you are wonderful to us, even though we are sinners. And I know, you know, we are undeserving of your love, but we praise you, Lord, and we, above all praises, we thank you for the gift of your Son. Jesus is not worth to us, and without him, we are nothing. So again, we want to thank you for your Son, Jesus. He's not worth to us. Without him, we are nothing. Thank you for the mercies you continue to grant unto us and the goodness which continues to hope upon us. We want to apply your healing palms to those who are struggling, those with health issues, those who are under the weather, those who are in the cold, those who are on the bridges, those who are homeless, those whose homes have been ravaged by fires. Whatever it is, Father, we want you to reach out. Touch them. You, providers, we know you are. To provide for them. We're going to bless our families, bless our friends, and those who are left to mourn loved ones. We want you to comfort them. Fathers, we're going to the show. We want to bless it, bless the show, and to get others to come and join us and to just welcome with us as we go through the next 2.5 or 3 hours or so. All these we're going to pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Like I said, well, we're going to do the reverence. Let's go ahead and say good morning to Donna B. She was first up this morning, so I think it's just fitting for us to say good morning to her. Donna B., good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. And how are you this morning?
I am wonderful. I'm looking forward to meet my grandson, Mr. Mario. He went over to Nevis for the Christmas vacation. You know, he's over there at school in Illinois University.
Yeah.
But he went on home, so he's on his way back, but his flight afforded him to overnight here in Atlanta, so it's going to be a cool one, but we're going to probably hang out a little bit later. Should get him by about 8 o'clock this evening, so give me plenty of time to just prepare, meet the young man. That's what's happening. But, you know, we're here on the show, and of course, we're glad for your company usual. So what's going on over there in New York City?
Well, we've been blessed with some showers this morning, and it's going to continue maybe for the next hour or so. Yes. And, well, we have 55 degrees here this morning, which means that it's a little nice despite the rain.
Yes, well, we're not too far behind you, you know, down here. We are 31, and not as icy as it was for the past few days.
Oh, that means colder than us this morning.
Yes.
You're in the freezer this morning.
Yeah, we're in the freezer. We're 31. So I'm not going to go nowhere near to Florida because we have one, Mr. David Maitland. He has the people telling me that I can't cross the border, so I have to sneak in when I'm going there. But next week, I'm going to sneak in there for the lounge for activities. So I have to sneak in and get in under the radar. So I'm going to make sure I don't have him this morning so he can remind us that I ought not to be coming down and bringing the cold.
Yeah,
well, of course, as usual, we want to thank you for your presence. You're one of my faithful and loyal listeners, number one. I shall say that without any water in my mouth. So again, we want to thank you for that. You have even given up work sometime. I said, no. Don't mess with my Saturday mornings.
Yeah.
So let's see if we can play something for the folks here, and then we'll get back to others along the way. Moses, I'm going to make you wait a little bit, as usual. You know, you have to wait to the Lord. So not saying I'm the Lord, but I'm going to make you wait. But I love that song by Zach Williams. It was Jesus. And we're going to have another rendition of it along the way somewhere. Let's try this one. James Wicker by Zach Williams.
You've been walking the same old road miles and miles. If you've been hearing the same old voice of the same old lies. If you're trying to feel the same old old inside, there's a better life. Oh, there's a better life. If you got pain.
Sins and greed to bear. What a privilege
I carry.
It is.
Amen. Bouncing sinash there for you. And guess who? Bouncing with hands in the air. None other than Mertrice Wallace Nisbet out of New York City. And she's here to tell us what's happening in her neck of the woods, especially what's going on with Nana Bansi. All of Nevis is listening. My daughter's online. I just wanted to know that. Morning, Mertrice.
Good morning, Ivan. How are you?
I am doing very well. I'm jumping for the Lord.
Yeah, that's great. Good to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here in my neck of the woods, we are just coming out from under a massive shower of rain. We had a little storm, mini storm last night. So I'm not sure what's going on right now because I didn't have the TV on to check and see what's going down now. But hopefully God willing, not much damage. Mostly flooding, though. Lots of floods from the last shower rain we had. So this one didn't make it any better, I'm sure. But anywho, good morning to each and every one of you out there in Radio Land, Blog Talk Land. Welcome, and I hope you are enjoying our presentation this morning. I'm just going to say Mother Babs is not doing well. She has a little setback, and so we're hoping and praying that all goes well in the future. So please keep sending your prayers. Every little bit helps. And me, I'm holding on tight and trying to carry the fort forward. So that's about it, Diva.
Okay, well, squeeze them tight, give them love, and give Mama Bobsy our love, and she's in our prayers, and we'll always remember her on the good side, remember the good things. And I'm glad you came on here and you didn't say anything bad, like Lynette would have said down there. Mama Bobs is not doing too well. Well,
anyway, she's still hanging upbeat, you know, but despite all the tragedy she had to go through, she's still upbeat, though.
Well, let her know that God has never made a mistake, so whatever is happening there, it's for her own good, and some good is going to come of it. But
all right.
We know she's going to be good. She's a woman of faith, and we know that
everything.
Well, I know this is one of your favorite. I'm going to play one of your favorite songs. I've heard you singing it off air, and nobody asked me how I heard you singing it off air. That's our business. That's between us. Here it is.
Darkness, my God, that is who you are. worship you. I worship you. You're the answer to it all, Jesus. You wipe away all tears. You mend the broken heart. You're the answer to it. I worship you. You are here meeting every need. I worship you. I worship you. Oh, devotion day, I'm a vacayame.
Dead much alongside the door, brothers. Jamaica, leave it. Tell him what I want in
life. Higher and higher.
Bless the Lord.
I'm going higher, yes, higher someday. I'm going higher, yes, higher to stay. Over the clouds and beyond the blue sky. Going where none ever seek or die. Loved ones will meet in the sweet by and by. I'm going higher someday. I'm going higher, yes, higher someday. I'm going higher, yes, higher. Beyond the blue sky, going where none ever seek nor die. Loved ones will meet in the sweet by and by. I'm going higher someday.
Often I've watched the clouds up in the sky. Always I knew they were many miles high. But as they sail out of sight, far away, I said I'm going higher someday.
I'm going higher, yes, higher someday. I'm going higher, yes, higher. Beyond the blue sky, going where none ever seek nor die. Loved ones will meet in the sweet by and by. I'm going higher.
soar through the air. Scarce can the natural eye see them up there. Some seek for fame, which so soon will decay. But I'm going higher someday.
I'm going higher, yes, higher someday. I'm going higher, yes, higher to stay. Over the clouds and beyond the blue sky. Going where none ever seek and nor die.
Very
soon.
Then in a moment we all will be changed.
All of us.
Then when he calls for his bride, come away.
When he church then.
We're going higher someday.
All right, huh? We are go higher, non-stop, we not retire. We are past the clouds, we are check the Messiah, brother. We not go reach without the spiritual ladder. After we are go climb to the other place where we need to go. So everybody get up, we now want to see your tone, yeah, get wet up. Our time till we set up. Ride up, be pretty and dress up. Say much to two brothers, them set up. Oh, no, no.
I'm going higher, yes, higher someday.
St. Matthew, Door Brothers, Jamaica, Nevis, love you.
Jamaica, Nevis, we love you. Well, that's the Door Brothers for you out of Nevis, with their rendition of I'm Going Higher, that their city title track as well. That was one of their mother's favorite Door Brothers, mother of blessed memory. They dedicated that city to her. In her honor. Well, we want to say good morning to 721 Thompson over there in St. Martin. They recently had elections there on Thursday. I'm sure we'll find out what's going on there in the coming minutes, I should say, moments. Don't forget, sports coming your way at the top of the hour. Let me go ahead and say Peshawar Mills Reed, good morning. And Mr. Jerome Cutner Richardson, listening up down there in the Southwest with his beautiful wife. I want to say good morning to you guys as well. And all of me, we have quite a few folks over there. Honorable Janice Daniel Hodge is taking in some of our morning proceedings. I want to say good morning, good morning. Well, as we wind up towards the top of the hour, let's have another from the Door Brothers.
My man,
I
been introduced to some great men of government. I have shook the hands of stars and everyone have seen. I've been thrilled to know a family that cares for me, but the greatest thrill I've ever known is I have been redeemed.
I've been redeemed. I've been forgiven. I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Crucified in the grave I am, and now I'm free. There's a new way of living. Jesus has now covered me. I've been redeemed.
You may wonder why I don't hang my head and cry. When things are going wrong, I still can smile and sing. Well, it's because I know I'm washed whiter than the snow. And what the devil throws at me, I throw it back and sing.
I've been redeemed. I've been forgiven. I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Crucified in the grave I am, and now I'm free. There's a new way of living. Jesus has now covered me.
You may wonder why I don't hang my head and cry. When things are going wrong, I still can smile and sing. Well, it's because I know I'm washed whiter than the snow. And what the devil throws at me, I throw it back and sing.
I've been redeemed. I've been forgiven. I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb.
God on the mountain, it's still God in the faith. When you're up on the mountain, the talk comes so easy. When life's at its best, power down in the valley, trials and where your faith is really put to the test.
For the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, He'll make them
today, yesterday, and forever. Well, folks, we're getting very, very close to the end of our inspirational portion this morning, and I've had a couple of texts and emails saying that they surely did enjoy it. Well, folks, we just wanted to spread word. Just don't come alone. When you're coming, make sure, at least, if two are coming, at least it makes it all the merrier. So bring along someone with you. Again, we want to thank those who stayed with us to the course online, where I can see them, quite a few folks on here. And for those who are via the internet, who can't see, we really appreciate your presence. And again, we're going to have sports coming up shortly, and it's going to be an interesting one, because I'll give you a little heads up, even though it's going to be short pants. Normally we have it in brief, but this morning we'll have it in a little more than brief. But remember, Sunday, we're going to have it in long johns and long pants, jacket and tie, and all the good works. We're going to have full coverage on Sunday when the heavyweight comes in. That's the cricket show. It's going to be coming your way from 6 until 9. That's Eastern Standard Time. And West Coast is going to be 3 until 6. So mark your calendars, mark your time. Don't be late. You can hear the Coach's Corner. You can hear the Inside Edge. And of course, birthdays, anniversaries. You're going to be hearing that around about 7 o'clock. And perhaps special guest again. Last week was the Lawrence Rowe thing. He's going to be on again briefly. That's just my guess. But guess who's going to tell us all about it? Right after this.
Rally round the West Indies. One forever. Yeah. Rally. Rally round the West Indies. Stoke up the fire. Way down under, a warrior boy. Michael holding balls in the heat of the battle. Michael should have left long time. I heard an angry brother shout. Caribbean man, that is the root of our trouble. Oh, in these tiny theaters of conflict and confusion, better known as the Isles of the West Indies. We already know brother there has created this confusion. So I'm begging my people, please, oh, we got to rally around the West Indies, now and forever.
Always like to get the party, rally around the West Indies, hear all quiet, and Stone Age also rallying around the West Indies. So it's hard to know. They are rallying around the West Indies. I know they will come. But, folks, there's going to be a lot of sports. NBA playoffs. We have the NFL in full swing. We have the Australian Open is going to be in full swing as West Indies is down under also. But we're going to have sports coming a little warmer than usual because we're going to bring in the heat. And let's go ahead and turn up the heat. Guess who? Mr. Dennis. Let's see if you're going to come in long pigeon. Before you come on in, let's get Murchis to guess. Murchis, is Mr. Heat coming in long or short PJs? Let the folks hear you.
Short, short.
Short, all right. Dennis, come on in. Welcome.
Murchis, I heard you said your temperature was in the lower side, and I can assure you mine is no better than yours. Out here,
uh-oh,
we're in a very chilly 31 degrees right now in Fahrenheit, which means it's got to be the long one.
Ooh,
but as the sun comes up, out here on the West Coast, as the sun comes up, I know the temperature usually rises, maybe 10, 15 degrees. So before long, we should be expecting maybe temperatures in the maybe mid-60s. But right now, it's certainly in the low 30, 31 degrees. Anyway, that's it. Today, we just try to give you a brief summary of some sporting events, not all sporting events. The focus really today is going to be on the cricket side of the sports. And, of course, it's that time of the year when we get the men's Garfield Sobers Trophy for Men's Cricketer of the Year, the Female Cricketer of the Year, that's the Rachel Hale Flynn Cricketer of the Year. Then there's the Men's Test Cricketer, ODI, T20, Emerging Players, all these categories. The nominations, of course, have been announced by the ICC, and voting is underway. So presumably by next weekend, we'll maybe hearing about those players who have been successfully voted in these categories. One interesting note is that in the T20 version of the nominations, there are nominations from 8 different nations for T20 Player of the Year. So that is certainly an interesting item to look out for in the upcoming weeks or so. Currently, the West Indies is down in Australia. They played a warm-up match, the first of which was West Indies declared their first innings at 251 for 8, playing against the Cricket Australia 11. And, of course, they said 11, but quite honestly, it was not 11. It was really 15 players. And, of course, this can be done because it was part of the match arrangement. They used 15 players in the match, but only 11 players batted and only 11 players fielded. But what that meant was that after the first innings, the player who did not perform in the first would get the opportunity to perform in the second. And this is purely for match practice reasons. So West Indies had 15 players out there getting some exercise, as did Cricket Australia. Although Cricket Australia players did not involve any of the current Australian test players. But in the match, the scores were West Indies in their first innings, 251 for 8 declare, Brathwaite 52, Greaves 65, and Hodge 52. And in the second innings, West Indies declared their second innings at 315 for 5, with the silver getting a lovely 105. Hodge, unfortunate, getting just 99 on that second innings, to go with his 52 in the first innings, and Greaves getting 41 to go with his 65 in the first innings. Cricket Australia was 174 all out in their first innings. Roach, Alzari Joseph, and Shamar Joseph all claiming 3 wickets each. And in the second innings for Cricket Australia 11, or should I say 15, the score was Cricket Australia 11 was 149 for 5, with Sinclair from the West Indies claiming 3 wickets for 38 runs. The match ended as an overall draw. However, in terms of comment, it seems like we had some decent performance from West Indies all round. However, the one disappointment from my perspective is that Chanderpaul appears to be struggling to find his form. He has struggled in the last 2 or 3 matches he's played, whether in the A11 or whether in the test match, all match 11, he has struggled. So I'm hoping that with the test match on the horizon, that he will certainly find his footing here. Nice to see that Greaves, Hodge, stepped up to the plate. Greaves with his 65 and his 41. Hodge, 52 and unfortunately out at 99. So 7 uncapped test players who will be appearing against the mighty Australia, who just recovering, dare I say it, from beating Pakistan in their test match series. And of course, we know that Australia will be giving it their best shot. The first test for the West Indies against Australia, or is it Australia against the West Indies, will commence on January the 16th, 3 days. Hence, the question is, which of the 15 players will make the test squad? Certainly, I have a feeling that Hodge, Greaves will be in that side, and possibly Sinclair. Kudos to the Joseph names, Alzari and Shamar. They both look quick and sharp. So the question is, can they repeat this against the might of Australia? So first test match, Australia against the West Indies, starting January 16th. Currently going on in South Africa, the ICC Under 19 World Cup, and we're in the warm-up stages of the matches. Today, the 13th of January, the United States team will play against Namibia, and on the 14th, tomorrow, the West Indies Under 19 will play their first warm-up match in the World Cup proper for the Under 19. The World Cup matches actually begin on about the 16th to the 19th of January. Another item of interest is that the fixtures for the ICC 2020 World Cup has been announced, and we see in the announcement that India will play Pakistan in New York. I'm not sure why New York is the place, but India and Pakistan will play their ICC T20 matches in New York against India and Pakistan, whereas the West Indies will play their matches in the Caribbean, Guyana, Trinidad and Tobago, and St. Lucia is where the T20 for the West Indies knockout stage matches will commence. And, of course, I think the USA matches mainly will be here in the United States. So looking at the situation, that is basically a brief, shall we say, rendition of what we can expect cricket right now. a couple of matches in soccer, at least one match in Premier League soccer that just ended with Chelsea beating Fulham by 1-0. All the other matches are also on tap, but they are not due to commence till in the next hour or so. That's it from me for you, Ivor. Give it back to you.
Okay, thanks. I mean, locally, we're going to have sports tomorrow. You want to tell us what's on the cards tomorrow, just before I round that out?
Well, on the cricket show tomorrow, we hope to be able to give you more information on those nominees for the awards. Maybe the players of the month of November and player of the month of December nominations are in, and I think some of those have been selected. And we will look at the Men's Big Bash League and the Super Smash. Tomorrow, we generally have the Coach's Corner in the early part of the evening. The coach is currently traveling, and we do not anticipate that we'll get the Coach's Corner. And later on in the evening on the show, we'll have Focus on the Laws of Cricket, Law 24 tomorrow, Fielder's Absence and Substitute, to be presented by our favorite presenter, Mertrice Nisbet. So make sure you join us tomorrow on the cricket show, www.blogtalkradio.com/thecricketshow. That will be coming on at 6 p.m. on the Eastern Coast time. So don't forget, if you miss me, don't miss Mertrice. She will have a wonderful presentation for us. So put that timer and set that reminder to join us on the cricket show tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern time. Back to you, Ed.
Okay, thank you. Well, like I said, lots of cricket is going on. We have the South Africa 2020 League that's going on at this time. We still have the Big Bash League that's in full swing down in Australia, you know, the test matches. And we know India, they're up against Afghanistan in 2020. So lots of sports, lots of cricket, lots and lots of lots of cricket. Cricket is fast becoming the number one sport in the world. I mean, we know soccer has ruled the roost for quite some time, but cricket is an all-year-round sports now. But we want to thank you, Dennis, for coming through with us. David is out chasing the sports. Cardinal would say David is out chasing the skirts, but I'm going to leave that for him. I'm saying he's out chasing the sports.
But, you know, one other item that perhaps I should mention is that the Ranji Trophy is currently underway in India. And as many of us who have followed cricket over the years know, Ranji Trophy involves far too many teams to mention individually. But, you know, it is one of the featured tournaments in India. And one of the latest news coming out of there was there was a team mentioned who had called in a 12-year-old to play in the Ranji Trophy. For whatever reason, they consider that he is at the stage and ability. So he was drafted at 12-year-old. So maybe we will try to see if we can keep our eyes and ears open to see how well he does in that Ranji Trophy series. But there are far too many matches and a lots of matches going on in the Ranji Trophy. Back to you, Ivor.
Okay, thank you. Well, Colonel wants to come and meet his many fans before the birthday, but he says he wants an introduction, and I must play this song by Alison Hynes, Sweet Wine. I guess he's going to come whining. All right, Colonel.
I want you to show me a sweetest wine.
can show you the world. Shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess, now when did you last let your heart desire? On a magic carpet ride, a whole new world, a new fantastic point of view. No one to tell us no, or where to go, or say we're only dreaming.
All right, well, we're back. Don't know what I'm there just now, but let's just leave well enough alone. Colonel, it's your time. Let's come on in. Greet your many fans. Let's hear what's happening.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning. Let me just say, convey my apologies to the fans because you notice that this is the first time for 2024 I'm on the air with the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. And when we attempted, as you would remember, to have a show introducing New Year's Day and celebrate our birthday, the technology was not very cooperative. And the following week, when we attempted our first show for 2024, I happened to get sick. I did not have a voice that was presentable to the fans, so I offered not to terrorize the fans with the kind of voice I had. I got down with a little cold over that weekend, but I'm back. Maybe not completely in all good shape and splendor, but enough for you to bear with me. So let me say, Happy New Year to all the fans, friends, and supporters of the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. And, well, hopefully you'll be with us throughout the rest of 2024 because we plan to continue the great, the degree of fun, entertainment that we have gotten you to expect over the few years that we have been on this show. So I'm going to pick up. In 2024, just as if it didn't happen. And I got to start by saying happy birthday to Audrey because we didn't get to say happy birthday to him on his birthday. And you know how Ivar, he tried to make a big deal of that Audrey doesn't get a birthday. As if Audrey was born on February 29th. I don't know how to state it to you, but I'm sure you got a way of figuring out Ivor by now. So, let me do my thing and say good morning to all the fans, friends, and supporters of the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. And the special emphasis on those special fans that we've had from one old year to the next new year. So, let me say good morning to Mertris, Ina, Donna, Sharon, and Lady Bobsy Nisbet up there in New York. I understand, you know, even over there in California, Dennis has to come out in the long PJs. But I'm going to offer you that right here on the Saturday Morning Show, we've got sunshine. The kind of sunshine that comes out of the Caribbean. I can pack a drum for you. We've always got sunshine. So come on in and join us. I'm going to go over to St. Martin. I'm going to say good morning to Mark Thompson and my good man Carlos. Carlos sent me up over the weekend with some great technology. I'm going to go and see all of the matches. And by the way, the Australian Open tennis tournament starts on Monday. So Carlos set me up nicely over the weekend, and I'm going to go to see all the matches and so on and so forth on card. Our girl, Naomi Osaka, is back in contention after having a baby. We'll be glad to see how she, you know, how well she has recuperated and how well she will be adjusting herself to this game. And over there in St. Martin, speaking of St. Martin, they've had election. You know, they've been choosing a government. Well, I don't understand St. Martin politics too much, but they've been wrestling with governments on the local level for a little while. Let's hope they get it straight this time. Alma is going to help us out on that. Alma is a political big wig, you know, not because I hear me call a quiet recital. Alma is a political student as well. So I'm going to ask Alma to help out the people there in St. Martin. They help them to get their government straight at the time. She has done a lot for that, for the people, for the CCM in Lewis. So, you know, she's got a lot of experience in that area, and is probably willing to offer it to the people in St. Martin so that they can get their government straight and hang around for a while. Good morning, Alma. Good morning, Carlos. Good morning to all the fans, friends, and supporters over there in St. Martin. I'm going to move on to St. Kitts. Here I'm going to say good morning to Lynette. Lynette is keeping busy. She says the cruise ships are rolling in, so she doesn't have much time to waste, you know, doing other things. She's got to get on the roll and entertain the guests. And talk, hey, while you're entertaining them, charging some good money. Lynette, tell them if they don't come off the ship with money, don't come into your store. Tell them that straight up. And then you're going to see your store get crowded. Good morning, Lynette. Good morning to the fans over there in St. Kitts. I'm going to go over to Nevis, where I'm going to say good morning to Mr. Renford Doerr and his staff there at 2020 Vision, particularly to Carmen Lady C. Griffin. And let me convey my condolences to Carmen. I understand that one of her family members passed on earlier last week. So
her sister's husband.
My condolences
one of
her to
sister's
her
husband.
On behalf of her sister's husband. On behalf of the Saturday morning entertainment show. And all to all the fans and family there on the island of Nevis. Let me also say good morning to my classmates, 1972 CSS graduating class of 1972. They keep in contact and, you know, celebrate with each other. And that's a great way to keep in touch. Because we've been separated for a while. So let me say good morning to my classmates over there. I understand Cecilia was vacationing there, getting some of that sunshine. I'm not sure. Mortis can tell me whether she returned to New York or yet. But, you know, the class of 72 have been trying to make a lot of effort in contributing to the alma mater. That's the Charleston Secondary School. So, once again, good morning to my schoolmates and to Mr. Earl Sargent, my good pal and friend over there in Cotton Ground, Casey, that's St. Thomas area. Let me call it that. Yes, I'm going to step across to the UK, where I'm going to say good morning to Omel. It's a bright new year, Omel, and Omel is probably sitting around listening to the Premier League. That's one of her favorite sports, football. Her favorite team, as you all would know, here is Liverpool. And, you know, you probably heard Dennis tell us earlier that Chelsea, Leon's team, took one home. Hopefully, they'll do well. Good morning, Omel. Good morning, Michelle. We are still here in 2024 with the Saturday morning entertainment show. Hope you'll have the time out to join us. I'm going to step across the channel. I'm going to stop off in Fort Lauderdale and say good morning to the people there. Elimat, King Elimat, that is. Hoping that the brother is hanging in there and looking forward to some measure of recovery. We want to hear him on the tunes again. Good morning, Elimat. Good morning to Marva Jones and my favorite celebrity, Tiffany, her little brother, Malik, and sister, Kenaya. Good morning to you. I'm going to go on down to the southwest. I'm going to say good morning to the Honorable Jerome Cutner Richardson. He comes to you that way by way of Sandy Point. Cutner, the ever-entertaining Cutner. Good morning to you. Hope that you will. We get to bust a laugh a few days ago, you know, and Cutner will be Cutner. You got to understand. You got to get with Cutner to understand who Cutner is, why we love him so much. Good morning, Cutner. I'm going to go on up to Georgia where I'm going to say good morning to Monique, Yvette, and Barbara. I guess they are enjoying the cold as well. At least some people say they do. But I don't like the national teeth and the shattering of teeth and the crinkling of my palm. So I'm going to offer you right here on the Saturday morning show where we've got sunshine. It makes you warm right here on the Saturday morning. So hopefully, you're tuning in. I'm going to go on down to Melbourne. I'm going to say good morning to my dear sister, Yvonne. I understand you've been traveling. I always enjoy that for you. Guys, she's going to come back with a story. Good morning, Yvonne. Hoping that everything is going good. And say good morning and give a hug to Mama Mavis for me. That's it. Just for me. And finally, let me say good morning to Kathleen, the fan who has taken the inspirational hour as her own little favorite corner of the Saturday morning entertainment show. She comes in and listening at the rest, so we have to say good morning to her and the rest of the show. Not just the favorite hour. Good morning to you. That said, good morning to all fans, friends, and supporters of the Saturday morning entertainment show. And I got to stop a little while and say good morning and happy birthday to my daughter, Tashara, over there in, what they call that place? The sleepy place.
Port St. Lucie.
Port St. Lucie. Lucie. You're looser than Lucy. Okay, Port St. Lucie. Good morning, Tash. Happy birthday. Her birthday is tomorrow, but, you know, I'm saying happy birthday today. Just in case I fall asleep tomorrow. You know, it's not saying happy birthday. It's not saying happy birthday is the problem. It's forgetting the birthday. So I'm making my reservation. I'm making my reservation sure that I have not forgotten the birthday. Good morning, Tash. Happy birthday. You'll enjoy a good one tomorrow. And with that said, morning, all fans, friends, supporters of the Saturday morning entertainment show. Stick around with us, because it's cold in those places. But right here, we've got sunshine, and I love that. So,
well, I'll tell you what. Yes, sir. I'll tell you what. You better not forget the birthday tomorrow, because I spoke with Tash this morning, and she's on her way, as we speak, to get her hair done. I warned you once. She's on her way to the hairdresser to get her hair done. As we speak, she's on her way. So you better not forget her birthday tomorrow. She's preparing already for a good hairdo. And like I said, you know, just like Murchis told me last week, I have a good radio face. As if you can see me on the radio. oh, by the way, You see how much is bushed up your special fans last week when she tried to imitate you? You realize
I know what Murchis did last week, so don't try to change the narrative now. Okay?
Oh,
please.
You didn't hear her saying my
don't
good
try to change
Carlos and all that stuff?
Yes.
Okay, since you know what you did last week, Okay, I know you end up with a book in hand. Well, let me see if Igmozi can get this question before we do the birthday.
No.
Here's a question for you.
No, I'm very grateful for what Moses did. Because Moses' intervention really substituted well for my absence and let the special fans know that they were not forgotten. But somebody has tried to join in the fray, haven't messed it up until they tried to join in the fray and do damage control. I'm not calling any names. So if the pig, what we call, which was thrown in the pig pen, listen to which one squeal? Okay. I heard Marcus rescue me in my absence, and somebody has tried to lose damage control and mess the whole thing up. So, Marcus, your efforts are well respected.
I understand you got sick. You got sicker after Marcus spoke last week, trying to hail your special friends. I know we want to know where the broken heart is.
I know it's been some time. There's something on my mind. See, I haven't been the same since that cold November day. We said we needed space. Only phone was an empty place. And the only
Where do broken hearts go? That's Terry Lennon out of Jamaica. Broken hearts go. Well, it's about the time when we are going to hear about birthdays, anniversaries, and events that would have taken place on this date. Compliments my Ruby son, Mr. Audley.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Colonel, come on in. Take it away.
Good morning, good morning. And these are the birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes for today, January 13th, 2024. I gotta think before I say 2023 again. I just cannot get adjusted to that we've been in 2024 already. I'm almost saying, was the COVID scare really 2019 and we are in 2024 already? God, that's a long time ago. Anyway, the birthday is for today. Out of the Caribbean, it's Jermaine Lawson out of Jamaica. And remember when he picked up those seven against Australia, and after that, he was accused of not bowling in proper form. His bowling became suspect after he picked up 7 wickets against Australia. Boy, we get it one way or the other. It's the birthday of Gavin Tung, the young fast bowler out of Antigua, and Vincent Bullen out of Barbados. Out of England, Carolyn Atkins. Amy Ellen Jones, out of India, Kimia Jayachilal, and Pradeep Jayaprakashan, out of Australia, Nick Kazela, Rennie Farrell, female cricketer, out of Pakistan, Cameron Akmal, out of Bangladesh, Suman Khan, out of the United Arab Emirates, Tariq Fahad, out of Zambia, Gary Brent, out of South Korea, Taekwon Park. Is everybody out of South Korea got a park in their name? Okay. Maybe somebody can tell us about that. We can't cut now for that. Boris Gardner, Jamaican recording artist, is the former Italian Prime Minister Agostino Bettetti. It's the birthday of Alfred Fuller, Canadian American businessman. American actor Rick Taylor, Mark O'Meara, an American golfer and a two-time major champion, he's 67, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, an American comedian and actress from the movie television series Seinfeld. She's 63. Trace Adkins, an American country singer, he's 62. Patrick Dempsey, an American actor out of Grey's Anatomy, the TV series, he's 58. Shonda Rhimes, an American television producer, Private Practice and Scandal, she's 54. Orlando Jonathan Bloom, a British actor from The Lord of the Rings, he's 47. Liam Hemsworth, an Australian actor from The Hunger Games, he's 34. In 1610, Galileo Galilei discovers Callisto's fourth satellite, the fourth satellite of Jupiter. In 1908, Henri Farman becomes the first person to fly an observed circuit of more than 1 kilometer, winning the Grand Prix d'Aviation. I don't know what that is. Sounds like a speed car race. In 1911, South Africa cricket team first win over Australia at Adelaide. In 1927, Wyatt Earp, an American frontiersman and marshal who participated in the gunfight at the OK Corral, dies at 80. Oh. Most of us would have thought of that as fiction, because you used to read about it, the gunfight at the OK Corral in those little Western books that we used to read. I ever would remember that. I ever read a lot of them. Think I is a gunslinger. In 1930, Mickey Mouse, the comic strip, appears as Disney. In 1942, Henry Ford patents a method of constructing plastic automobile bodies. You got to be a Henry in there doing something, boy. In 1942, World War II, the first use of an aircraft ejection seat by a German test pilot in Hinkle. In 1942, British Prime Minister Winston Churchill arrives in Casablanca, French Morocco, for a conference of the Allied forces in World War II. You know what those boys were up to. Churchill, Roosevelt, who was the next one? I don't even remember. In 1953, Marshal Joseph Tito was chosen president of Yugoslavia. Remember Tito's rule. In 1959, the French president Charles de Gaulle grants amnesty to 130 Algerians sentenced to death. What were they sentenced to death for? For defending their country. In 1962, Chubby Checker's song, The Twist, that's where I ever learned to dance, The Twist, credited with starting the twist dance craze, goes to number one in the charts 2 years after first reaching number one spot. In 1966, Robert Weaver, first black person selected for cabinet by U.S. President Lyndon Johnson, Housing and Urban Development, HUD. In 1968, Johnny Cash performs for inmates at the Folsom State Prison in Folsom, California, and the show was recorded for live album release. In 1976, American inventor Ray Kurzweil and the National Federation for the Blind unveiled the Kurzweil reading machine, the first Omnicron optical character recognition system. 1979, Donny Hathaway, the soul singer and songwriter and keyboardist, Where is the Love, commits suicide at the age of 33. A lot of people suspect that this was no suicide. Remember Danny Hathaway and Roberta Flack, The Closer I Get to You? Hey, those were the groove. In 1983, AMA urges a ban on boxing and cites Muhammad Ali's deteriorating condition as a cause of that question. 1992, American serial killer Jeffrey Dahmer stores and eats portions of his victim's body parts. He's guilty, but insane. 1998, television network CBS pays $4 billion to televise the AFC NFL game for 8 years. In 2012, the Italian cruise liner Costa Concordia runs aground at Isola di Giglio, Italy, causing 32 deaths. 2019, Lionel Messi scores for Barcelona in a 3-0 win over Eibar and making his 400th goal in La Liga Cup. In 2022, California Governor Gavin Newsom blocks Robert F. Kennedy's assassin Sirhan Sirhan's release on parole after 53 years in jail. And that young man, it is said, did not commit the crime that he is in jail for. Well, it would be just another one of those stories. Well, those are your birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes for today, January 13th, 2024. All with the compliments of Mr. Audley Watson.
May all you dream.
want to say a happy birthday to my pretty cousin, Tashara Mills. Reed. Monique, good morning.
I was about to correct you. She's Mrs. Tashara Reed.
Oh, I forget the Mrs. Okay, you correct me with that.
Formerly Mills, but she dropped that by the wayside for whoever wanted to pick it up. But anyway, that's for another time.
Okay, so she dropped it by the wayside?
Yeah.
Well.
Happy birthday to you, my dear Tash. I wish you many, many, many more of these happy birthdays to celebrate. You are one of a kind. I couldn't ask for a better stepdaughter than you. So enjoy your day. And we will talk pretty soon, I'm sure.
Okay, well, it's not too windy in Florida. She's going to get her hair done.
That sounds like Tash. That sounds like my girl. They're taking care of herself. What I'm talking about.
Yeah, well, thanks for calling in. You go ahead, and I know that you're a busy woman over there. Martin Luther King.
I think
I'll come by and see you guys and Martin Luther King. We're gonna party on Monday.
Okay.
You're working on Monday?
Maybe not. I'm not sure yet. I gotta see how things go. This is usually my long weekend off, but I took my long weekend off in December and ran away for a couple of days, so.
Well, I'm glad you did, because you went to Nice, and that's a good thing.
No, I went to Anguilla, actually.
Yeah, that's just next to Nice. Nice and Anguilla. It's still Nice and Anguilla, set in an Azure Sea. Don't let them fool you.
Don't let them fool you, man. Can't
even
fool me.
They can put a lipstick on me. I'm still going to be the pig.
Yeah, boy. That's what they say.
All right, then. Well, thanks for gracing us.
Catch up again. All right.
Yes, very good.
Enjoy the day. Okay,
bye. good. Bye-bye. Okay. Just in a little celebratory mood there. Yesterday was Sir Richard Richardson's birthday, believe it or not. But look what we have here. Julia Roberts, Pretty Woman. Lynette Smith, Henry Fox. Good morning, Lynette. How are you?
Good morning. I'm excellent.
You see, I give you all of your names, right?
Praise the Lord. Hello?
I make sure I give you all the names. I don't do like Cardinal and Murphy.
Thank you. They're all my names.
Yep.
I have a couple more too, but those are my names.
Okay, let me give you. It is Lynette, Eudora, Smith, Henry,
Stop.
It's Liam. Liam gave me the Eudora.
Oh. Okay, good. Leave it there. Yes. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Cardinal. Thank you for the greeting. We are so happy to have you back. Last week we didn't get any greetings. Somebody tried, but they failed.
Yeah, I told my wedding about that.
Well, thank you.
I already reported that, so you don't have to say anything. Much is tried. But he said he's okay. So you don't have to go back there.
Oh, it's okay? Okay, all right. Okay.
Yeah. He said whatever much does, that's fine with him. So I rest my case.
Okay. All right. I hope everybody's having a good day. I know you guys up there are cold, but we are down here. It's a bit overcast, and we have a nice breeze, so the house is nice and cool. I love it.
As Donna, she's having a good day. She's on her way to the subway.
Oh, Donna, how are you today? Well, I heard her say that you were raining.
Good morning, Lynette.
Morning, Catherine. Morning. Nice to have you back.
But Donna talking and Samuel just come in and talk over Donna like that. Donna, I don't like that.
Hi, Donna. Good morning.
Good morning. I guess
I was just wondering. You're not hearing me?
No, that's not me.
Huh?
You can hear the wind in the phone. Donna is.
Oh, Donna
okay,
is in the wind.
Herself. She's blowing
yeah.
in the wind. She lose weight. She's blowing in the wind.
Next stop is Avenue M.
Yeah, she's traveling.
Street.
Yeah, she was making
oh,
some noise
some
there
really?
During
That's
your presentation.
Show? Oh, nice. Very nice.
Anyway, Donna.
Hi, Donna. Travel. But Colonel wanted to meet
you
on the West Indies wagon. He's afraid to ask you because he's shame.
Now arriving at Avenue M. Street.
Yeah. Donna is on the bus. I can hear it.
On a bus.
Donna, we gonna...
Yeah, she probably don't have no service. She's asked.
No. I guess she don't want to talk over the people. She's traveling. She's going to work.
Oh.
Okay.
Hear the bus when he just made an announcement there. So I just muted her a little bit. But she can hear you. So
okay.
Colonel.
Anyway.
Said the dirty that you
anyway,
said.
Let
said
me
Donna
talk to
is like
a,
you said Donna is a bad organist.
No.
That? Okay, go on, Leon. Lynette, I'll shut up. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Cardinal. Go ahead. I'm listening.
I was warning you. I noticed that when you tried to tell me what happened last week with the greeting, you get a spokesman all of a sudden, and you didn't ask for one.
I wonder who he be.
I know you don't ask to spoke people because you love to talk. So I wonder how come you're getting a spokesman this morning without solicitation.
But Lynette, that's
like
the ultimate mashup boy.
That's like a person trying to cover up its tracks, you know?
No. But Lynette, you get the ultimate mashup. The man say you like to bang your sonch. you have to take it for what it is, you know. Don't let these people try to fool you. I don't say you like to bang your sudge. I remember this
no,
true story, you know,
it
Marcus,
was a good compliment.
I remember one time
he
Marcus,
said,
Marcus,
I know I could talk and I could deliver myself, so I don't need a chaperone. That's what he's saying. I agree with him.
But look at no. You forget the time when you were down on the bayfront. When you were talking and you were talking a lot, and Cardinal took out some toilet paper and tell you wipe off your mouth.
That's definitely not a true story.
No, it's not. It's not a true story. It's a confession.
That's a good makeup story.
Lynette was talking so much that kind of pull out toilet paper and say, "Here, wipe off your mouth." I don't know what you're talking.
Lordy, Lordy.
Please.
And everybody knows that's the makeup story.
What?
No, it's a confession, Lynette.
I even told her
what
happened and who is
confession.
So. I don't know how that can be, but it's a Saturday morning entertainment show, and folks, we're so happy that you're here, and you can laugh along with us and make somebody's day as we roll along. But, Colonel, you've
exactly.
got the commentary for us, because the folks been yearning. They have not heard your commentary for the year, and for some strange reason, they say the show is not the same. But I don't know if you want me to give Omel her two calypsos, because you're not going to get me on the bad foot with the calypso lovers, Michelle and Omel. I need to know these folks, you know. You know, I don't know Michelle or Omel. You have never even introduced them and tell me where they're from, where they are. All I know, they're in the UK. And the Omel normally speak to Leon and brag and boast about... soccer. But anyway, as far as I know her on radio, and I make sure to try to give her at least she and Michelle their two calypsos at least. They took over from Marjorie's. But you say, well, all is hers. She's trying to be Sparrow. All is mine. She said, the gospel is mine, the reggae is mine, and the calypsos. So you can give Omer just two calypso. And there's only one she get, and Michelle get one. But Michelle, why are you not there? Something
else. All is mine.
All is mine. So, Colonel, it's your
is
country. I can... And you didn't say happy birthday to my lovely cousin, Lynette. Tashara, you didn't say that. What happened to that?
To me?
Yeah, Cardinal's daughter is having a birthday tomorrow.
Yeah, Marjorie. Who's talking to me?
No,
Marjorie.
You. No. I
but
don't
you didn't
talk
give
about
me
this
a chance.
Marjorie. That's one thing with me.
You didn't give me
Marjorie,
a chance.
Marjorie.
I was attacked with an untrue story. You didn't give me a chance.
Oh, so that's why you didn't do it?
Yeah,
okay.
You attacked me.
Okay, well, let me celebrate here with Tash.
Yeah, man, mientras se da el mozo, come again, me va a mash it up, man. I know somebody from that, you know, like, when me come real strong, you know? Hey, hey, yeah!
Jump up and take back. Jump up and take back.
Portuguese or Italian. There is no discrimination.
Curry, coolie drink, push tea, coolie eat badri, coolie save money, here we no lottery. Coolie don't care a damn, coolie don't care a damn, coolie don't care a damn, coolie don't care a damn. Coolie eat dollar rice, coolie could sacrifice, coolie have one fancy, have big insurance, coolie build big house, coolie have one spouse. Coolie don't care a damn, coolie don't care a damn, coolie don't care a damn, coolie don't care a damn. Fishing boat, he sell 100 boat. Coolie keep puja, coolie must prosper. Coolie don't care a damn, coolie don't care a damn, coolie don't care a damn, coolie don't care a damn. Coolie run down to town, coolie didn't stay long. Coolie buy bag of rice, coolie don't mind the price. Coolie share like he mad, coolie neighbor too glad. Coolie don't care a damn, coolie don't care a damn.
You're singing this song more than the song, but anyway, I'm going to call it today because before this end of the program, we have to play the coolie again. But we have to make way for Cardinal's commentary. Cardinal, Come on in. Holy man, Cardinal, you don't give a damn. Come on, Cardinal, where are you?
Hello.
Okay, here he is. Okay, come on in. That's
yeah,
your commentary, Cardinal. Yes, we can hear you now.
Okay. Well, you know, in October 13, October 12, 2010, Haiti suffered an earthquake. And after the rubble was cleared, it determined that hundreds of lives were lost. Yesterday would have made 14 years since that event. And just a few moments ago, a few weeks ago, we heard that I think the guy was a senator, was sentenced or convicted for the assassination of Haiti's president a few years ago. Now, Haiti is one of those countries that presents a lot of history, stories that tell us where we've been and where we're heading. But what's strange about Haiti, it is one of the greatest examples of how a people can deteriorate over a period of time. From January 1st, 1804, to January 1st, 1924, we have seen an expansive deterioration of Haiti and its people. And you know what? We have ignored it. We have ignored it to the point where David Rudder came up to say, Haiti, I'm sorry. But as a people of the Caribbean who share the same experience as the Haitian people, we have not yet made an acknowledgement of our failure to acknowledge Haiti's crisis. Now, Haiti's crisis is only different to the rest of the crisis in the rest of the Caribbean in terms of its intensity and the breadth of its devastation. Because on January 1st, 1804, Haiti became the first independent black republic since the inception of European colonialism in 15. I'm not even sure what part of the 16th century, what part of the 15th century I should identify, whether it should be 1492 or sometime earlier. In any event, if we use 1492 as a marker, when Haiti was not just but Hispaniola, an expansive island of indigenous Caribbean people, and the last of his leaders was executed by the Spanish because he dared to defend the rights of his people, to live as human beings. So, the indigenous leader, Koanaba, was assassinated by the Spanish because, well, you can fill in all of the different reasons. He had to be a victim in the face of the advancement of the white supremacy culture. So he dared to stand in their way. Later that, Africans were brought to the island again to provide the workforce for building the wealth of Europeans and a great deal of wealth that Haiti itself contributed to the coffers of Europe. This time, with the labor and resources of African people. But by 1804, January 1st, 1804, Haiti had declared its independence and had deemed itself the right to self-determination as all human beings are entitled to. Now, this move on the behalf of the Haitians infuriated the white world because this was not supposed to happen. Haiti, a country of black people, whom the Europeans considered to be uncivilized savages, won its independence against the greatest European power at the time. That is the power of the French under the great leadership of Napoleon Bonaparte. This was a slap in the face. A slap in the face of white supremacy. And so Haiti was targeted by all others. This was just against France. By the time Haiti looked around and began to rebuild its country, it infuriated all of the other units of the white supremacy regime. So, in order for Haiti to be recognized as a sovereign nation, these regimes got together. They include Britain, Spain, France, the United States. They got together and they say, well, you've won your independence from France, good, but for us to recognize you as a sovereign nation, you've got to pay France something that they called reparations. Even though the economy of Europe had been built out of the labor and resources of the Haitian people, they still got to go back around and pay again for something that is theirs, that is their self-determination. Now, Haiti was in the midst of building. They had enough of war to liberate themselves from the direct control of the Europeans. So they agreed to the reparations, and they continued to pay up until recently that they paid it off. In the meantime, all of those nations descended on Haiti and stripped it of its power, stripped it of its sovereignty, stripped it of its self-determination, and stripped it of its resources. So by the time the earthquake came around in 2010, Haiti had already been substantially crippled. as a lesson to all other Caribbean nations who would dare to defy the authority of white supremacy. In the midst of this, the University of the West Indies was in 2010 was in the process of conceiving how best to deliver a major conference on the theme, Rethinking and Rebuilding Haiti. And it's against that background that I would offer you not my just my opinion, but the opinion of one of the great scholars of Caribbean vintage, Dr. Hilary Beckles. And he says this, I am very keen to provide an input into the exercise because for too long there has been the popular perception that somehow the Haitian nation-building project launched on January 1st, 1804 has failed on account of the mismanagement, ineptitude, and corruption. Buried beneath the rubble of imperial propaganda out of both Western Europe and the United States is the evidence which shows that Haiti's independence was defeated by an aggressive North Atlantic alliance that could not imagine their world inhabited by a free regime of Africans as representatives of the newly emerging democracy. The evidence is striking, especially in the context of France. The Haitians fought for their freedom and won, as did the Americans 50 years earlier. The Americans declared their independence and crafted an extraordinary constitution that set out a clear message about the value of humanity and the right to freedom, justice, and liberty. In the midst of this brilliant discourse, they chose to retain slavery as the basis of the new nation state. And here, Dr. Beckles is highlighting the contradiction that is the American democracy. The founding fathers, therefore, could not see beyond race, as the free state was built on a slave foundation. The water was poisoned in the well. The Americans went back to the battlefield a century later to resolve the fact that slavery and freedom could not comfortably coexist in the same place. Did they ever resolve it? The French also declared freedom, fraternity, and equality as the new philosophies of their national transformation and gave the modern world a tremendous progressive boost by so doing. They abolished slavery, but Napoleon Bonaparte could not imagine the Republic without slavery and targeted the Haitians for a new, more intense regime of slavery. The British agreed, as did the Dutch, the Spanish, the Portuguese, and the Americans. All were linked in communion over the 500,000 blacks in Haiti, the most populous and prosperous Caribbean country. As the jewel of the Caribbean, they all wanted to get their hands on it. With a massive slave base, the English, French, Dutch salivated over owning it and its people. The people won a 10-year war, the bloodiest in modern history, and declared their independence. Every other country in the Americas was based on slavery. Haiti was freedom and proceeded to place in its 1805 independence constitution that any person of African ancestry who arrived on its shores would be declared free and a citizen of the Republic. For the first time since slavery had commenced, blacks were the subject of mass freedom and citizenship in a nation. The French refused to recognize Haiti's independence and declared it an illegal pariah state. The Americans, whom the Haitians looked to in solidarity as their mentor in independence, refused to recognize them and offered solidarity instead to the French. The British, who were negotiating with France to obtain the ownership title to Haiti, also moved in solidarity, as did every other nation state in the Western world. Haiti was isolated at birth, ostracized and denied access to world trade, finance, and institutional development. is the most vicious example of national strangulation recorded in modern history. The Cubans, at least, have had Russia, China, and Vietnam. The Haitians were alone from the inception. The crumbling began. Then came 1825, the moment of full truth. The Republic is celebrating its 21st anniversary. There is national euphoria in the streets of Port-au-Prince. The economy, is bankrupt. The political leadership is isolated. The cabinet took the decision that the state of affairs could not continue. The country had to find a way to be inserted back into the world economy. The French government was invited to a summit. Officials arrived and told the Haitian government that they were willing to recognize the country as a sovereign nation, but it would have to pay compensation and reparations to France in exchange. The Haitians, with their backs to the wall, agreed to pay the French. The French government sent a team of accountants and actuaries into Haiti in order to place a value on our land, physical assets, the 500,000 citizens who were formerly enslaved animals, and order on all other commercial properties and services. The sum amounted to 150 million gold francs. Haiti was told to pay this reparation to France in return for national recognition. The Haitian government agreed. Payments began immediately. Members of the cabinet were also valued because they had been enslaved people before independence. Thus began the systemic destruction of the Republic of Haiti. The French government bled the nation and rendered it a failed state. It was a merciless exploitation that was designed and guaranteed to collapse the Haitian economy and society. Haiti was forced to pay this sum until 1922, when the last installment was made. During the long 19th century, the payment to France amounted to up to 70% of the country's foreign exchange earnings. Today, Jamaica pays up to 70% in order to service its international and domestic debt. Haiti was crushed by this debt payment. It descended into financial and social chaos. The Republic did not stand a chance. France was enriched, and it took pleasure from the fact that having been defeated by the Haitians on the battlefield, it had won on the field of finance. In the years when the coffee crops failed or the sugar yield was down, the Haitian government borrowed on the French money market at double the going interest rate in order to repay the French government. When Americans invaded the country in the early 20th century, and that would be 1915 to be exact, one of the reasons offered was to assist the French in collecting its debt. The collapse of the Haitian nation resides at the feet of France and America especially. These two nations betrayed, failed, and destroyed the dream of that was Haiti, crushed to the dust in an effort to destroy the flower of freedom and the seed of justice. Haiti did not fail. It was destroyed by two of the most powerful nations on the earth at the time, both of which continue to have a primary interest in its current condition. The sudden quake has come in the aftermath of summers of Haiti. In many ways, the quake has been less destructive than the Haiti. Human life was snuffed out by the earthquake, while the Haiti has been a long and inhumane suffocation, a crime against humanity. During the 2001 UN Conference on Race in Durban, South Africa, strong representation was made to the French government to repay the 150 million francs. The value of this amount was estimated by financial actuaries to be about $21 billion. This sum of capital could rebuild Haiti and place it in a position to re-engage the modern world. It was illegally extracted from the Haitian people and should be repaid. It is stolen wealth. In so doing, France could discharge its moral obligation to the Haitian people. For a nation that prides itself on the celebration of modern diplomacy, France, in order to exist with moral authority of this diplomacy in the postmodern world, should do the just and legal thing. So can I ask the authors of this at last? Those are the comments of Dr. Hilary Becker. So it's not my voice alone that is expressing the condemnation for these so-called developed and civilized countries of Western culture to have destroyed the gem of the Caribbean, that is Haiti. But while we sit aside and try to claim citizenship in these nations, we also have an apology to the people and land of Haiti and to ourselves. Those are my comments.
Dr. Smith, one short statement. If you have to cool the temperatures down there a little bit, that heated and emotional. Well done, Mr. Cardinal Mills. I just said, although France recognized Haitian independence in 1825, they would have to wait until 1862 for the great United States of America to recognize Haiti's status. Sad. That was Robert Nestor of Mali, Exodus, Movements of Ja People. I'm sure Dennis would have something to say on that, so let's invite Dennis. Dennis, you're up. Am I hearing Dennis? Is he there? I would think so. Okay, he may have muted himself. It was too much to handle, Cardinal, but I did hear Hilary Beckles, some of those, what you would have spoken about there. And I'm saying we all are people too, man. We all God's people. I mean, hey, first of all, I don't see why you have to pay for your independence to France. And that has crippled Haiti up until today. I know they have cultures that we don't agree with because of religion, maybe the voodoo or what have you, but we have to look past that and see them as people, black people, if I may say that myself. Anyone else? You're invited. 563-999-3698. We'll take your call. Lynette Mertris here as well. Have some unknown numbers. But we'll keep it at that. We still have another 15 minutes or so to go on this Saturday morning entertainment show. And like I say, we try to do it all here. And Cardinal, for the first time in 2024, came out with a bang, sensational, touching, enlightening. Some of it reminders, to be honest with you, but sometimes we need that wake-up call to get to where we have to go. Like Bob said, we know where we are from. We know where we are going. Are we going to the Father's land, maybe? So, Lynette, what do you have to say before we get to the cooling again?
Excellent commentary, Cardinal. Who didn't understand now understands. Very good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, you think the hammer went someplace? Maybe the hammer went someplace. Let's get it in.
Dragon, though I'll be From April of 85, I'm a went to sleep. After years of making noise, not even a peep. He used to move with the Dragon Man, all through the Soca land. Always on the scene, they used to control the Baba Green. Well, the Dragon don't walk the trail no more. Who holding the hammer? I want to know. How is the man with the hammer gone?
You're gonna need a bank. Say you're gonna go out, 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 go
Yes, indeed, if it's money that you're after, you have to check Cardinal. Because I'm the love doctor. Madris, we're getting ready to head on out of here, so you're going to tell your fans, bye-bye, so long. Starting with you.
Bye-bye, so long.
Yep.
Until. Yes, it was another beautiful Saturday morning with you guys hanging out. I hope you enjoyed it. We wish you all the best for the rest of the afternoon and evening. And stay strong. Stay wise. And always be focused. So until then, next time we come, God willing, next week Saturday, same time, same place, we will do it all over again. Have a good one. Take care. Oh. Love you all. Bye.
Okay. Thank you. Lynette is still with us. Come on in.
Wally. I enjoyed the show. I had some good laughs. And I hope everybody enjoyed and we were able to make somebody happy this morning. I want to say have a good week. And we just got to give praise and thanks to the Lord because he has been good.
Yes, Cardinal.
And before, I did not get a chance to say happy birthday to Tash, but Tash, happy birthday and enjoy it. Give God the glory for another year.
I had to remind that one day. I wanted him to forget.
So wicked.
Gotta know about it.
Yes. Well, let me thank my fans. It was good to be back. And really, it was good to be back. I was kind of, I don't want to use the word disappointed that you didn't get the show on the road as early in 2024 as you would like to. But you know what? It's here. That's what we celebrate. It's been a good morning, and we promise to try and make it a good year, a good 2024. Till then, come on in always. Join us. Have a laugh. Have some conversation. And we would always be here to appreciate. Next week, we'll do this again, even if I'm not here. So until then, have a wonderful.
Yes, next week we're going to be on air in South Florida. Normally, I get to, you know, bring a show from there, but if not, trust me, Cardinal would be here. Let's see if Dennis is with us so he can tell us for the late comers that the Cookie Show will be on tomorrow at 6 o'clock in the p.m. until 9 o'clock. Dennis, can you round it up? Okay, I think Dennis has muted himself. He's still here. But 6 o'clock in the p.m., it's going to be the Cricket Show. The heavyweights will be in. And you'll be without the coach's corner for more, as Jason Patel would be on an assignment away from the Cricket Show tomorrow. But nonetheless, it's going to be one still to be remembered. So come on in, join the fun. 515-605-9850. If you're going to access it by the World Wide Web, it's blogtalkradio.com/thecricketshow. So we're going to be saying bye-bye, so long, ta-da, see you next week. Because it'll be the pleasure to make sure to you as usual. And we will bid you farewell with Mr. Johnson.
Bye, Ben.
Johnson, he's going to tell us bye-bye.
Hey, so long. Yeah, so long. Goodbye to my trouble. Goodbye, fear. You ain't welcome.
Goodbye to my pain and my sorrow. Goodbye, goodbye. Well, goodbye seems so final, though. We'll see you next week, Saturday at 9 o'clock, same time, same place, on your Saturday morning entertainment show. May the rest of the day be the very best of your day. We'll end this show to you. Do it all again in a week's time. Ta-da!
Ta-da!